Once again, it's time for our sit-down with Matt Stringer, the Chief Executive of RNIB. Some more news coming from the charity. Matt, thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, Alan. My pleasure as ever.
A few topics to get through today, Matt. Let's start, first of all, with Life Changes, something very new.
Yeah, it's a new campaign we've started this week, our Life Changes Appeal, which showcases in a sort of 90-second video, one of our very, very good ECLOs, our eye clinic liaison officers based at a hospital up in Lancashire. It's the Blackburn Hospital. And it's Jenny Molyneux is our ECLO, who's has been fabulous for us, actually, as a real sort of ambassador, able to very articulately show and tell sort of what ECLOs do and the benefits they bring. And we're going to use it on a variety of sort of direct TV and main TV channels to, I suppose, inform people about the RNIB in general, but also about the brilliant work our ECLOs do, and hopefully prompt people to donate to help support the work that our ECLOs like Jenny do, which is absolutely sort of first class, even in lockdown, you know, where our ECLOs, who are normally based in hospitals, have not been able to be in physically in the hospital all the time. We've managed to sort of pivot our service to being remote. You know, we've still managed to see tens and tens and tens of thousands of people. And it's a vital service, which as people come out of a sort of clinical high health experience and then need to know what to do next. You know, our ECLOs are absolutely the front line to be able to refer patients to whatever they need, whether it's sort of welfare help, education help, sources of information, you know, further insight into what their eye health journey might be. And it's a brilliant service, one that we're looking to expand so we can touch more people than we do at the moment. But the campaign is a great campaign, and as I say, you can see it on our website.
Absolutely. Go to rnib.org.uk, have a look at the video and learn about Life Changes. More news on our campaign. A lot of charities coming together petitioning for tactile markers to be placed on all real platforms. There have been, of course, near misses and unfortunately even loss of life as well for something which you know, so simple can make such a difference. But there's more movement on that, Matt.
You know, something so obvious as just basic security measures at stations. And we've all stood on station platforms and realised how precarious it is towards the edge and how, you know, relatively easy it could be for blind and partially sighted people to actually find their way to the edge of the platform and topple into the path of a train. And that's clearly what happened down in a station down in South London, a station called Eden Park, where someone very sadly died. So we have been picking this up along with a number of our partner charities in the VI sector, because we believe it's something that just shouldn't stand, that, you know, half the network doesn't have tactile paving on the edge so blind and partially sighted people can sense sort of where they are safely on the platform. And even though it's accepted that it needs to be amended, as of now, the timetable to fix this is sort of by 28, 29. So that's sort of 8 or 9 years away, which to us just seems ridiculous for something that can be so simply fixed. And when there is so much money being invested in other parts of our transport infrastructure, such as HS2, to find a trifling sum, really, to fix this just seems a very simple thing to do. So we have been agitating with a petition that's got up to now 12,000 signatures. It's one of the biggest sort of petitions we've seen. We have a lot of legislative support. Various people and various MPs and people in the London Assembly, for example, have supported us. And the good news is there was a meeting yesterday with one of the transport ministers, Chris Heaton-Harris, with ourselves and Guide Dogs to sort of lobby, you know, face to face in essence with the government on this. And that was sort of well received yesterday and sort of backs up this sort of parallel correspondence we've got with Network Rail, who are engaging on this topic and not sort of keeping us at arm's length. And we would hope that the maintenance of pressure in both those two areas would help triangulate our way towards getting this done quicker than sort of 8 or 9 years. So yeah, this is one very much we've got our teeth into and we will not be letting go.
Absolutely. Let's hope we can bring that forward quite a bit. We'll give you the contact details a bit later as well. And of course, sign the petition as well. It takes 30 seconds, fully accessible, or you can do it on the phone. I want to stay with collaborative working, Matt, because I suppose the pandemic has really brought many charities together. And that's really true of the sight loss sector.
Probably like any industry, any business sector, you know, we've had to sort of, it's crystallised the need to, you know, maybe change what we do and how we do it. And the charity sector is no different. And you can see it across the sector, various people coming together and doing things differently. So in the VI sector, you know, one of the things that's prompted very meaningfully has been this much better sort of collaboration between the visually impaired charities Clearly there's a few big ones like ourselves and Guide Dogs, Thomas Pocklington Trust. There's the Visionary Group, who are an umbrella body to sort of represent a lot of smaller charities up and down the country. And then there are some sort of slightly more medium-sized charities who do a great job, sort of retina, glaucoma, macula. So there's eight of us have come together. I've sort of chaired CEO group, you know, and we're pushing ahead on a variety of sort of topics where it's a bit of a no-brainer, frankly, to sort of work together better. And we're looking at topics like crisis management, how we respond to, you know, crises like pandemics better, you know, and just make sure there's just a better manual for response, you know, coming together on topics like sort of technology, how we support our staff, employment. So, you know, logical things where, as I say, it just seems a very obvious thing that we should work together. And I think everyone's, you know, realising the benefit of this and that the whole is sort of greater than the sum of the parts. And going into lobby on aspects such as the tactile paving matter we just discussed earlier, you know, where we've been sort of leading the charge with Guide Dogs, and we need to carry on. You know, separately up in Scotland this week, we've had the Scottish Visionary Conference, you know, which the RNIB was leading on, but sort of Sightline Scotland were very prominent in also sort of leading and steering a two-day conference, you know, and again it was another sort of strong evidence of, you know, ourselves, Guide Dogs, Visionary and various sort of Scottish focused charities coming together for 2 days to share ideas and issues and, you know, things we've delivered on together and identify areas where we can sort of work together. So, you know, big thank you to the team in Scotland from all the charities who pulled together a great sort of 2 days. And it was my pleasure to attend and speak and take part in a sort of Q&A. But I think both those two groups and the work we've been doing this week on, for example, you know, Platform Edges is a very positive sign of the sector sort of working much better together.
Indeed it is. And now, if you would like to learn more about the topics we've been discussing, have a look at the Life Changes video, learn a bit more, or take part in the petition, please go to rnib.org.uk. You can also call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. They're also there for any questions around site laws or any information about RNIB's services. That's it for this week. We'll catch up with Matt again a bit later. Thanks once again for joining us.
Thank you, Alan. My pleasure.